when this hustle and bustle in pretty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
So, nobody loves Disneyland more than this girl right here. She is an annual holder of an annual passport. So, this Saturday night, Katie was offered a chance to interview the stars of the movie Tomorrowland on the red carpet in Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
Nope. Downtown Disney.
Oh, sorry. So, you were standing there and... this guy wasn't even supposed to be there.
He wasn't on the list. He wasn't. It was said that he wasn't coming. So I didn't think that he was coming, and I interviewed, like, I don't know, maybe four or five people, and they were okay and whatnot, and then I saw him.
Who did you see?
I saw George Clooney.
Now, you're standing on the red carpet.
That was me screaming.
Andy,
you're
please.
Standing on the red carpet with other people who are going to interview, right?
Well, what they said as he approached was, okay, everybody clump together because you're going to do one interview. And in my head, I'm thinking, no, I'm not. I'm doing my own interview. I'm not clumping up with anybody. So I get into the clump, and everybody's asking their questions and whatever, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening, and nobody is really listening to what George Clooney was saying. They wanted to ask their next question. So he answered a question very funny, and I laughed out loud, and he looked over at me, and he said, she knows what I'm talking about. And I thought, wow. Oh. And then he said, I'm going to you next. And I thought, oh, okay. So then... he moves over to me, and to be honest, at that point, I don't remember anything else. All I remember is that he looked so fresh. He looked like he had stepped out of the freshest shower I'd ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. This is making me shake a little bit, by the way. I'm nervous talking about it because it was. I couldn't believe, and he shook my hand, and he touched me twice.
Ooh.
And
Katie, listen to this. Katie has never interviewed anybody in her life, and the first person she interviews is one of the biggest stars in the world.
I couldn't believe it.
There are reporters that have been working for decades that are punching their steering wheel right now. You've got to be kidding me.
All right. I can't wait.
Me either.
We have footage now of Katie's conversation with George Clooney.
You ready?
Ready? Yes.
Here we go.
Oh my God, I see George Clooney.
Do you?
Oh my God, he's right there. Oh my God, I just saw his eyes. He's right where everybody's
just step
going.
On my shoulders.
He's right where everybody is. So when he comes by, just film me and know everything I'm saying. I can't think of anything right now except for that. Okay, sure. Oh wait, no, he just moved another person. Oh my God. But film me and my reaction right now.
Okay.
I gotta take a picture of him on my phone.
She's talking so fast.
It's never gonna happen. That it's not gonna stop for me. And that he won't
take
a picture.
Oh, no, he's not, but he's right here.
He's gonna walk by.
Get a shot of me.
Okay.
Really quick. George Clooney is down there, and I'm dying. I just looked into one of his eyeballs. That's enough for me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. His skin is so clear. George, come here. Holy crap, dude. George Clooney is standing right down there. I'm gonna die. He might walk down here. I don't know, though. He may stop. I don't know. Whatever you do, try to get me in a shot with Clooney. That's the goal here. You see his head and me?
Your head and his head are
Oh, my
head.
God, our heads are in the same shot. Oh, my God, he's so close. I'm just going to get in selfie position, okay?
Oh, you just do I'll get a video of you doing a selfie.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
I met with Cate Blanchett down there about...
You can hear him.
I can hear him.
Hola, George.
You too.
Hola, George.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. You're hanging in there, you all right?
Yeah. I'm all right, and you?
Good.
Have you found your own Tomorrowland in an amazing place, a very exhausting place like Hollywood where the things can be better? Have you found your own Tomorrowland?
I think I have found my own Tomorrowland, and it's right here with you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. See, such a gentleman.
That's sweet. That's not a generic answer.
It is. It's Mexico City.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought you were going back. You told me you were going back.
I'm just waiting this interview, this opportunity with you.
Oh, good. Well, it's good to see you.
Gracias, George.
Thank you. Very
could I just ask you one very quick question? If you were stranded on an island and you could take one candy bar, what would you take?
Okay, here's what I got to do. I got to go $100,000 bar.
Okay.
It's the caramel, it's the Rice Krispies, it's the chocolate. There's just no screwing around with that.
Do you listen to the radio at all?
Yeah.
Do you listen? Have you ever heard of Mark and Brian?
Yes, of course I know Mark.
My dad is Mark Thompson.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's so nice to meet you.
You turn out so good.
I don't know how I'm standing in front of you right now.
I don't know how that works.
I am sweating bullets.
How did it work out for you?
He called me on the phone and said, "Hey, you want to be on my show?" And I said, "Of course I want to be on your show."
You seem normal.
Unlike him, who's not normal.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for stopping and talking to me. I will. Thank you so much. I just touched you. I can't even speak. I'm shaking. Okay, let's look at this. Okay, second of all, he touched my hand twice. He knows who my dad is. I'm going to need, go back. I'm going to do something for my dad. I'm going to take a knee. My dad takes a knee. I need to take a knee right now. This is me. I don't know what to do at this point other than to take a knee. I can still see him. Oh, my God. You guys. You got it.
Give me the mic. Yes.
Perfect. That was so awesome. That was so awesome.
Great. And the mic was on. Good.
You know, Katie, I feel like we're all that much closer to George Clooney right now.
Yeah. Good Lord.
I love his quote. My dad's Mark Thompson. Really? You seem so normal.
Let's hear it for Katie Thompson. Good job.
Bravo.
You know, I wonder if he wondered, how come she didn't ask me anything about the movie? I didn't talk about his movie once,
Katie,
talking to him.
Okay,
I love that.
Look, Katie called me driving down there, and she was nervous, dead. I've never interviewed it. And I said, Katie, the last thing you want to do is the same questions that everybody else is asking. All you have to do is be yourself and ask him the questions that you want the answers to. And that's exactly, you were so yourself there, Katie. It was an excellent job.
And if you ever get nervous and think, well, what do I say? What if it doesn't work to be myself? Just remember, it worked on Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say, Clooney really appreciated that question, too. He perked up. He was alive. Yeah. And good job, Katie.
I actually, maybe he liked the fact that I didn't ask him anything about Tomorrowland.
100%. He did. Trust me, he did.
Yeah. Do you think he actually knew who you were, or he was just...
I think he did. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Next time, though, I'd ask him how it was to have sex with Angelina Jolie.
No. I don't think... I want to keep it good with Clooney. Just keep it nice and friendly and candy bar. That's it.
Well, Katie... That's just incredible.
And I have a picture of Clooney and I that I will now release and share, since I was not allowed to talk to anybody about this or anything over the weekend. Dad had me on lockdown.
Yeah,
so
Emily,
now...
you're getting pushed down the page, sister.
So, Danny, let's be sure to get that photograph with Katie and George Clooney.
It'll be up shortly.
Up on Facebook and
markinthemorning.com. He's looking into my eyes, and I'm looking into his, just as it should be.
Katie, I'm proud of you. That's that. When Katie called us, we were, Matt and Lenny and Linda, we were all sitting outside deep into some wine and cocktails and having a nice night. We celebrated and vibrated for an hour after Katie called, because she called us squealing just having talked to her.
I was talking so fast that Matt was like, Katie, you have to slow down or else we can't understand you. Because I was really just talking like this. I was like, oh my God, you guys are just clinging. I can't even. It pretty much went like that.
You were really talking fast at the beginning. George Clooney. It was awesome.
I could be an is it an auctioneer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could
or
do that.
You could just do all the legal.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Member FDIC. That is not a clue.
Well, Katie, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. When you, your email meant a lot to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Dad, I swear to God, Dad.
Katie, I'll help you out. He doesn't remember and he threw it out.
Yeah. What the hell?
Wait, are we skipping over Mark's gooey stuff?
Yeah, your email meant so much. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just sent her an email that told her I was beyond proud. I was, what did I say?
You said some words that I had to look up. Hold on.
Let me guess. Effusive? Was that one of them?
No, it was really, it was just nice, though, considering he never talks to me.
I talk to you all the... Wow. I will say this. Hey, here's what I'm guilty of.
Uh-huh.
Here lately,
uh-huh.
I don't... When I talk to her, I'm talking to her about this, uh-huh. about work. Uh-huh. And I don't ever... Here lately, I don't say, Katie, how are you? And I'm guilty of that, and I'm going to change that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your email says, I am beyond proud, and then in all capital letters, I am impressed. He has never, ever in my life told me that he was impressed by something that I did. And to, for him to have pressed that caps lock button, I know that that's...
Wow. It took some effort.
And let me guess. Let me guess. It says, P.S. Nice! You smoked it! Knocked it out of the park!
That was actually not at the bottom that of was this implied. Line. But I assume that the great comes along with it as
right,
well.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right.